Good afternoon. My name is Camila Romero, and I will be presenting the work that I completed as a student at University of Colorado Denver. And we were given the Colorado birth data set for a class and told to come up with research questions, hypotheses, and research analysis. And the presentation is entitled, "Does the epidemiologic paradox hold in the presence of maternal risk factors for low birth weight outcomes among Mexican-born women?" So there are about two decades of research that show that foreign-born women with similar or worse socioeconomic risk profiles as compared to their U.S.-born counterparts have lower rates of low birth weight outcomes. And this phenomenon has been termed the epidemiologic paradox. And most of this research has been conducted among Mexican-born, among the foreign-born women. And there are two main theories that try to understand what this paradox. The first one is called the healthy migrant effect. And it essentially states that groups of people migrating from a population tend to be healthier than the groups that do not migrate. It's similar to the healthy worker effect, if you're familiar with that conceptually, in that the healthy worker effect states that workers tend to be healthier than non-workers. The second theory that tries to explain this paradox is called the health behavior theory, acculturation theory, which states that immigrants possess factors that protect them from delivering low birth weight infants. And some of these factors that have been described in the literature are increased social networking or support. Others have been better nutrition, perhaps, or different nutritional factors. And also some behaviors that are more common, such as cigarette smoking and alcohol consumption, is lower among immigrants, particularly Mexican-born. And as most of the research out there has adjusted for those differences between the U.S.-born and the foreign-born, but there are other characteristics that go along with cigarette smoking and alcohol consumption, perhaps, that we're not measuring that are associated to this increased risk among the U.S.-born. And the acculturation theory takes it one step further, and it states that these protective factors that are present among foreign-born fade away with each generation that continues, and with second and third generation. So we chose to study the epidemiologic paradox in Colorado because it hasn't been confirmed. It has been thoroughly characterized, I should say, in other states such as California, and also in the last two decades, Colorado has seen an increased migration of people from Mexico. So we chose to look at the Mexican group in particular. So this was a retrospective cohort study using birth certificate records of Colorado from 1989 to 2004, so a 15-year time period. And we had two major research questions. One was, is the epidemiologic paradox for low birth weight observed among Mexican-born women delivering in Colorado? And our second question was, is the protective effect of foreign-born status modified by risk factors, in particular medical risk factors? And this gets at effect modification, which I'll describe later on. So the two hypotheses we set out to test were, one, Mexican-born women have lower odds of low birth weight outcomes compared to their U.S.-born counterparts after adjusting for socio-behavioral and medical risk factors. Two, among women with medical risk factors, foreign-born status confers protection against low birth weight outcomes. So the second hypothesis would try to ascertain if a woman with chronic hypertension, as an example of a medical risk factor, would be protected from having a low birth weight infant simply because she was born in a foreign country, or in this case, Mexico. So the methods. We looked at approximately 1 million Colorado births over this 15-year time period. And we selected women who had self-reported on their birth certificate data that they were of Mexican ethnicity. There are about 150 records. And from this group, we separated them into two based on their nativity status, whether they're U.S.-born or Mexican-born. Again, this is self-report. And from there, we determined the rates of low birth weight. If you can see, about 8% of U.S.-born women delivered an infant of low birth weight, and 6% of the Mexican-born women delivered a low birth weight infant. So if you calculate the unadjusted odds ratio, this comes out to be about 25%, Mexican-born women were 25% less likely or lower odds of having a low birth weight infant as compared to their U.S.-born counterpart. And that's, so the other variables we looked at to consider are other risk factors associated to low birth weight outcomes. And they can be divided into two general categories. One is socio-behavioral risk factors, and the other is medical risk factors. The socio-behavioral risk factors, you can see, is on your left, and the medical risk factors are on your right. So in descriptive statistics, using the chi-squared tests, we saw that you can see that U.S.-born and Mexican-born women are similarly risky. In that U.S.-born have higher proportions of women with teenage pregnancies, unmarried, or consumed alcohol or tobacco. You can see those percentages on to your right. And the Mexican-born women had higher proportions of women with less than a high school education, inadequate or no prenatal care, and older women delivering infants. So you could this is descriptive statistics for medical risk factors, and all are statistically different, and you could see here that the Mexican-born women had higher medical risk factor profiles than the U.S.-born. They had higher proportions of women with chronic hypertension, anemia, cardiac disease, and gestational diabetes. The U.S.-born women had higher proportion of women with eclampsia. So we adjusted for all those variables that you saw earlier and put them into a multivariate logistic regression model and found that Mexican-born women were 22.5% lower odds of having a low birth weight outcome as compared to their U.S.-born counterparts. So if you remember, the unadjusted was 25, and here's 22.5%. Not much of a difference, and still had protection against low birth weight outcomes. So then we set out to test statistical interaction or effect modification. We found there are five interactions occurring, and the important part here is there's no medical risk factors that were modifying the relationship. And I will describe effect modification here more clearly. You could see here with cigarette smoking, basically cigarette smoking acts differently in the two groups of women. So among U.S.-born, a cigarette smoker has a 1.7 lower odds of delivering a low birth weight outcome as compared to a Mexican-born with a 1.26 odds ratio. Now, this slide here demonstrates what's been described a lot in the epidemiologic paradox literature. So, and it's a perfect example of effect modification and how educational level operates differently among these two groups of women. You can see that the educational levels has an inverse relationship between educational level and low birth weight outcomes among the U.S.-born, although you don't see this among Mexican-born. So having a less than high school education among the U.S. born puts women at greater risk for delivering a low birth weight outcome, which does not happen among the Mexican born. So our conclusions are epidemiologic paradox of low birth weight among Mexican-born women is confirmed for Colorado, and the Mexican-born women had higher prevalence of medical risk factors than we expected. And thirdly, Mexican-born women with medical risk factors for low birth weight outcomes were not protected by their foreign-born status. So for discussion's sake, we accepted our first hypothesis, the epidemiologic paradox was confirmed for Colorado. We rejected our second hypothesis, which stated that foreign-born status would protect against low birth weight among women with medical risk factors. So a woman with the example I gave before, chronic hypertension, for example, is not going to be protected further for against low birth weight outcomes. So whatever these protective factors are, we, as you could tell from the unadjusted odds ratio and the adjusted, we weren't measuring them in our data set. There's something that is protecting the foreign-born women and the Mexican-born women against low birth weight outcomes. And the operating theory underlying the paradox, so whether it's the fittest, the immigrant of the fittest, or the fittest of immigration, the healthy migrant effect, or whether it's the health behavior, or there are some health behaviors, is not cannot be answered by this data. So further studies need to characterize what indeed are these protective factors that are contributing to the lower rates of low birth weight. And I think what is the most important here is to understand, you know, not only to understand these protective factors, but also to preserve them, to understand them, and also to understand acculturation, so measure it better, such as understand the length of stay and English proficiencies to characterize that, and to, it's crucial that these protective factors are preserved from one generation to the next. And the strengths and limitations, I will quickly go through these. We had a strong study design, statistical methods. Ethnicity data was self-reported, so that minimizes misclassification. And also it's important that we looked at similar cultural women in the fact that we chose a subgroup of Latinos that were Mexican, and so in order to more better understand the nativity status exposure variable. And then all women delivering in the state, we included all women delivering in the state of Colorado, which increases generalizability of results. And also low birth weight is a commonly used metric in epidemiologic paradox studies, which adds weight to the literature. And limitations, we lacked information about the severity of medical risk factors, so we don't know. All we know about cigarette smoking is yes, they smoked, or no, they didn't. We don't know how many packs of cigarettes, for example. Also, important variables are associated to low birth weight are missing, and I think a lot of these are probably in the arena of social behavioral variables. As we saw, social behavioral variables affect act differently among Mexican-born than U.S.-born, so there's a lot to be understood about that, I think, type of risk factor. And the large study size may detect significant differences that aren't necessarily clinically relevant. As you saw, there are significant differences between medical risk factor, which was a tenth of a percentage point difference. So, and then lastly, you can't adequately test underlying operating theories, which I think are crucial in understanding how we can preserve some of these protective factors from one generation to the next. Thank you.